live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you'd like. Third hour. That's what we're kicking off here. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Demo.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231 is the number for you to take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. You, of course, can bring up anything you want. That is the point of this program. Still to come, Mark, you haven't gotten the chance yet to tell us a story about the man who was assigned to indefinite jury duty. We'll explain what happened. But first,
apparently you've assigned a gender change to this person.
Oh, a woman who was assigned to indefinite jury duty.
See what they say about assumptions.
Indeed, it makes an ass out of you and me. So we can. Thanks. We'll continue here with your phone calls. First, though, first we go ladies first to Allie calling, Mama Allie rather, calling from Tennessee. Hello.
Yep.
Hello, Allie. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, Ian. You were talking about jury trials and stuff earlier, so I thought I'd give you guys a call and let you know that I will not be going to jury trial. And at first I was really upset about it. My case has officially been put on dead docket, but a very good friend of mine said that I should be happy about that. And now that I've had time to talk with my attorney and figure out everything that goes with that, it is as close to a win as they are going to give me, and I should be grateful for it.
So
and I just wanted to...
Let's bring your case back around here and explain what you're talking about. Is this the case you're referring to where you were at a gas station and you saw the police harassing some this homeless guy? You pulled out a video camera to attempt to document this to help hold the police accountable, as Adema was talking about last hour, and that's when they attacked you, or one of the police officers attacked you.
Right, yeah, two of them did, and... You know, it was a bad deal. It cost me 55 days of my life, and everything in my life got liquidated while I was in jail. But
and what were the charges?
Nothing will happen. The charges were assault on a law enforcement officer, obstruction of justice, and resisting arrest because I didn't help them arrest me.
And what is it?
So,
and now it's on a dead docket, which means what?
And now it's on a dead docket, which means... They're not going to give it to me. They're not going to let me go to jury trial. They have talked to my attorney, and apparently she feels like this. There's another alternative that's kind of like dead docket, except you can't do anything with it. It's in their hands, but dead docket is in our hands, whereas in 6 months she'll be able to have it dismissed completely. So
what about the 50-plus days that you spent in jail? I mean, nothing's going to happen there, huh?
That's a great question. What about all the stuff I lost while I was in jail? Those are all really great questions that I will never get answers to.
No.
We were scheduled for a jury trial on January 11th, 2 days before trial, the DA called because he wasn't ready yet. Because there is other footage out there other than my footage. There was footage from the convenience store that a detective went and retrieved to cover their ass in an internal because... If they took the footage, then they could say that footage is involved in an active internal affairs report, so they don't have to turn the footage over to the court.
Oh, of course, in order to protect their own.
Right. And so they got that footage, but then the DA realized that, I know for a fact that footage is out there, and so 2 days before jury trial, he's like, well, we're not ready. We need that footage.
Mm.
And, you know, and I was fine with that because it was only going to... prove my side even more because she backed me right into the line of sight of those cameras. So I was actually looking forward to the footage.
Sure.
Not only personally, but, you know, in civil court, that would have helped me tremendously. But because they pushed it off so long, you only have 6 months to file an analytum with the city to take civil action for something that's been done wrong to you. And because they pushed it so far in court, they pushed it past that 6 months and then they stuck it on dead docket. And,
incredible.
Of course, it's been a very frustrating situation, especially considering everything that I lost. But, I mean, considering that, you know, a lot of people are really going up before jury trials and going down anyways, I should count my blessings. And I am, and I want to send a lot of love to everybody that supported me through all of this. I know a lot of things got patchy and crazy, but those who had faith in me, you know, I really, really appreciated it, and I just want them to know that it's over. You know, it's as over as it's ever going to be.
This is a true statement. There's no doubt about it. I'm glad that you didn't have to go and spend more time in jail or who knows what after the fact. I mean, I suppose it could have been worse.
I'm also very grateful that I spoke up in court, because had I left it to my retarded public defender, I would be on all kinds of retarded probation and everything else right now. So if I would have, you know, I technically took the plea deal. I could get out to my little girl after spending 55 days in jail, and they threw the plea deal out. The judge threw the plea deal out because he realized something was wrong, because at the end I spoke up and was like, look, I can't, my attorney wasn't saying anything. He was shoving the plea deal down my throat, too, with the DA.
That's what his job is.
So how has this left you now? Because you say it's behind you. Like, now your next interaction with police officers has... Because obviously it seems to me that their intention here is to deter you from filming in the future, knowing that most of this wouldn't stick. So were they successful in that, or how do you feel today about filming a police encounter?
You know, whether they give me credit for it or not, I happen to know my staff was in the streets of Savannah for St. Patrick's Day, and as soon as they pulled out their cameras, cops were backing off and touching, oh, look, look, there's a camera. So it did make an impact, and whether they give me credit for it with a not guilty, then I don't really need that. I'm glad they got it. They got the damn point, and people are safer in Savannah today because of it.
Good on you. You know, sometimes that's all it takes is one person to make a stand for the ideas of freedom.
Say that again?
What about your daughter?
I really can't talk about that right now. It's unsettled and
okay.
It's a rough subject right now.
So anyway, what I was going to say is that good on you for that, because all it takes in many cases is one person to make a stand for freedom for the police, like you said, to get the message that other people might be as serious as you are, and that maybe you aren't the only person out there who's going to be willing to record their actions and do their best to hold these maniacs, these out-of-control sickos, power-mongering freaks accountable. And I'm not saying all police are that way, but a lot of them sure are.
Somebody with assault because they threw them on the ground. You know, that's a power hungry.
Yep, and grabbed your camera and threw the camera as well.
It was a really bad deal. You guys don't understand. My knee is still hurt from that. You know, I mean, it was a bad deal all the way around. But you know, I really do feel good about the fact that, you know, I'm a pretty tough cookie. You know, and I took it, whereas a lot of people couldn't. And now, the people in Savannah that. The reaction to the camera isn't going to be out of fear and jump and attack like they did to me anymore. Now they're backing off. And they're, you know what I mean? The instant reaction was because they weren't used to cameras there. They've never had anything like that in that city. No one questions the good old boys in Savannah. It doesn't happen.
Yep.
And now that I have done that, they are looking at, you know, instead of jumping and attacking and being scared, they're stopping and they're looking at it.
They're
now,
thinking twice.
Which I think.
But it is a process. I mean, the Keene police here in New Hampshire are by far the best I've seen across the country, but it couldn't have been always that way. How long do you think it took them to get accustomed to that?
I can tell you in 2006 or early 2007, when I tried to film the police, they just had a fit. So, you know, that was before they did
it. Didn't take long.
Yeah, it didn't take too long. But
right, that's the point I'm getting at. It doesn't take too long, because, I mean, the camera doesn't lie. Your accounts are on camera, so.
It takes those first few people to stand up and do the right thing, and then then the cops kind of learn.
Thanks, Mama Allie. I appreciate the call and the update tonight, and I wish you the best down there in Tennessee. And thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. But you got to keep doing it. You know, you've got to continue the use of cameras. Don't let it die down. And Mama Allie's no longer in Savannah. I hope that she's not the only one who was in Savannah who was willing to do something like this.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to keep going at it. And that's why I asked her about how it felt, because a lot of the times, I mean, the government is a very small, you know, in reflection of the amount of people that are here, the bureaucrats and stuff, but they can bring the force on an individual pretty heavy, and they can make you feel it, and they can really deter you from filming police. I mean, I know even myself have been knocked down thinking, should I even pick this camera up again and point it at these guys, but you got to do it. So
right, they don't want... What they would like to have is just one person, but if they've got a whole movement of folks, then they've really got a problem on their hands. And that's what's happening here in New Hampshire, is we've got liberty-minded people are coming here as part of the Free State Project, and they're standing up against, you know, the government in various different ways, not just recording the police, but also getting active in politics as well. In fact, the political actions are really starting to upset people. I just blogged about it today over at freekeen.com. There are counter-protests happening at the State House by government bureaucrats who are upset because they're looking at losing some of their power. The status quo is being threatened from the political system, and that's really upsetting those people. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. If you dial in toll free, that is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. We've got features on our website. We give you the site for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their site. So go over and enjoy things like the webcam, totally free, over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to watch, listen, and interact with other listeners because the chat room is built into the same page there. Cam.freetalklive.com. The cam? brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. That's a discounted optical transceiver, that's for sure. They also have great customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we'll continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Still to come, the story of the juror who was forced, apparently, into indefinite jury duty.
Purgatory.
Yeah, we will first, though, go to your thoughts and your calls. Matthew is listening in Missouri. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ademo and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matthew. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first, as a former law enforcement, I wanted to commend the cop block work. It's phenomenal work. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, people come out of it.
Former law enforcement. How long were you in the field?
Not long. 4 years.
Sheriff, police officer, what was your job?
Well, I got to be a little bit careful. I can say that I worked for a state law enforcement. And I facilitated tactical training, tactical simulations for agencies ranging from municipal departments all the way up to DEA, ICE, FBI, postal inspectors.
So were you ever on the streets?
Well, my public interaction was actually with civilians in the facilities that I worked in. You know, even in those capacities, I can tell you that even in that context, it's a power trip. You know, I mean, there were plenty of times that, you know, I treated grown men like children and, you know, yelled at them for no good reason. And, you know, looking back, it was shameful and evil. But
what
know,
changed, what changed about you?
well, getting back into the private sector, I think helped.
Why did you leave?
And then, quite frankly, my career was stalling, and I just felt like I had an opportunity in a different state in the private sector that made more sense financially.
Why was your career stalling? Was it because you found it difficult to do some of the jobs, or just because, you know?
No, I just didn't. I just felt like the educational track that would have been required for me was just not realistic. I had a family that was growing quickly, and I could have gotten somewhere, but it just wouldn't have happened fast enough.
Gotcha.
And so it's very pragmatic, boring stuff.
So you said that it changed. You started to change when you got out of it, mostly because of the working in the private marketplace.
No, well, that really wasn't it. I think that helped. No, really, what it was just starting to interact with more and more, you know, people across the liberty landscape, and slowly but surely, you know, having people question a lot of my assumptions and my ideas about how the world works and how it should work, and you know, it took a year or two. You see the light, if you're, you know, halfway intellectually honest with yourself over a long enough time, and there's enough people around you willing to question, you know, your beliefs and assumptions.
Sounds so, very anyway, familiar. Sounds very reminiscent of the Bradley Jardis story, who was also influenced by people who were in the liberty movement who cared, who actually showed him compassion instead of anger, who showed him love instead of fear and hatred because he was a cop. And I think it's so important to, as much as these guys can be bad guys, as much as they can do the wrong thing, to be angry at them for doing what they're doing isn't going to get you anywhere with them. It's not going to get them to listen to you. It's not going to get them to consider your ideas. And so even when they are aggressing, even when they are hurting people, being as calm as possible and showing them love is the best thing,
but,
I think.
But to be
do.
Allowed into that circle, and maybe the caller can attest to that, is really hard to be able to show them that love and stuff. Normally, you know, there's such a tight-knit group of police officers, and to get into that group and do that is something that's quite difficult.
Well, I just mean any time you encounter them, rather than being angry at them, coming at them from a point of compassion.
Sure, that's sometimes hard to do. Were there ever times?
It's never easy to do, especially when they're aggressive against
people. Time frame and everything, right? I mean, they're carrying off your friend. I mean, I spent 16 days because I was upset. You know,
right?
I was spotted off in court. But I had a question for the caller: is if at any times, like when you're in the locker rooms or at work, or like do officers talk about things of like, you know, simple drug possession or something like that that they just hate, like having to go out and do every day? I mean, or is it really, because like a lot of the responses I've gotten is like, the law is the law, I got to do what the law says. You know, what is like the behind the scenes look?
It depends on the headspace of the officer, honestly. You know, no two people in the liberty movement are the same. No two law enforcement officers are the same. We all carry our own mind. And, there are some guys that are, really introspective, really thoughtful, and they question, to varying degrees, obviously. Some of them more so than others. And then there are others that, quite frankly, I don't know a nice way to put it, a lot of them are, we would call them, when I was working in the agency, we would refer to the guys that were very, by the book, never question anything, functioned at, barbecues at other officers' houses. I mean, they just didn't have a life outside of law enforcement. We would call them robocops. Even internally, those guys are out there, also call them Boy Scouts, and then some of them, honestly, are just, even internally you recognize it when you see it, a lot of them, although we sort of, I have to be honest, we sort of admired them, as evil as it was. A lot of them, I don't say a lot, but a portion of them were just cowboys. They're just looking for the thrill.
Mm-hmm.
They're just looking for the chance to, overpower somebody or whatever.
Right.
Exactly. Well, and, the thing I came to learn, I think, most people understand this, obviously, in your audience, was that, underneath the uniform, or what, libertarians would call the costume, underneath the badge and the hat, we all look just as ridiculous naked. And,
I said, speak for yourself, Matthew. So,
I think we all look ridiculous naked, but that's just my take on it.
Just a joke. I have this question for you. Do you guys ever talk amongst yourself? When I had dealings with law enforcement officers, and I did day in and day out, I worked for the state for some time. I was actually in prison, and so I worked with guys. And
I was told
more than one occasion that, yeah, I planted evidence on somebody, but I knew they'd done something wrong, so I was just actually getting back to even was kind of the way it was. How often would police officers say things like that to each other?
Ooh. Not very often in my experience, honestly.
So you didn't know that there was, like, I guess,
that doesn't mean it wasn't happening.
Yeah, do cops know when other cops are breaking the rules and breaking the law?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell you what, I know you were actually calling in for a different reason, so if you want, hang on. We'll come back with more of Matthew in Missouri. 800-259-9231, former law enforcement officer. Always interesting. To get their perspective on things. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, because they don't have to toe the line. It's just a few bad apples.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy flew away elderberry liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Ademo,
and Mark.
By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening coming up this June, the 20th through the 26th. It's going to be a great event. All kinds of stuff happening there. Everything from live musical performances to family fun, agorism in action. Lots of different vendors are going to be there selling products and services, and maybe some of them won't be completely legal, but that's part of the fun of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's going to be a great time, and there are going to be hundreds of people that will be in attendance. Over 450 people have registered in the pre-registration, in the early bird registration phase. That phase is now over. The regular price is $30. That's the in-advance price to get into Porkfest, but you can save 20%. By going to porkfest.com and using our discount code, which is Free Talk Live without any spaces. So just put in Free Talk Live, you'll save 20% on your early, not early registration, but pre-registration. Because you don't want to go the day of, maybe it'll cost like a few bucks more then. And registering in advance is helpful because it gives them some idea of how many people to expect and plan for, and that's important. So take a moment, go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You'll learn a lot more about the event there. We were there last year broadcasting live throughout the weekend. This time we're going to do the entire week live from Porkfest.
Right, and anyone who's debating it, I mean, there's plenty of, it's on Facebook, Twitter, there's plenty of people that give accounts, it's a great time. I mean, you know, there's no way that you can't be talked into it by somebody who has a great experience to tell.
Yeah, and you've been to two of them now, right?
Yep, this will be my third.
Yeah, it's just a blast. I think, what, Mark, we've been to four or five at this point?
Something like that.
Yeah, because we didn't go in 2006, so our first year, I think, was in 07, so this will probably be our fifth year.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's a lot of fun, and more people are coming every single year. More people are attending. The entertainment gets better. The options get better. Of course, it's camping, so there's very low costs involved here. Really, you're going to spend probably more
to
travel.
Value.
I do. And camping's great, so you get to have fun with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. That's the number one reason to come to Porkfest, for the networking, for the socializing with people that think like you do when it comes to freedom.
And to get a taste of what New Hampshire's like, so when you move.
That's right. And a lot of the people that are attending Porkfest are either decided that they are going to come to New Hampshire, and they just haven't made the move yet, and they want to have an excuse to come here and vacation and see the state, or they haven't quite decided, and this is kind of them testing the waters to see what is this community really like. I hear a lot about it on the internet. I hear a lot about it on Free Talk Live. Are these people for real? Yeah, they are for real. And they are an incredible group of activists that is really making a huge difference. So come up, join the fun. Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Matthew is in Missouri. Matthew, are you a Free State Project participant?
I am not.
You're not? Oh, no. What's holding you back?
I have things going on here. I support the project. I think it's a fantastic thing that people are doing. I'm just not at a place in my life where, you know, I'm ready to, you know, take myself and my wife out of our, you know, present career tracks and make that
gotcha.
Move.
Do you think it would be something you'd consider for the future?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like everybody else, you know, I've got, you know, bills to pay and kids to feed. So, you know, if I felt like my wife and I could make it over there, I'd totally be into it.
I mean, wouldn't you want to raise your kids in the freest place in America?
I would love to. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, I want to be able to feed and clothe them as well. So
sure.
Matthew, I'm gonna make him stop hard selling you on the Free State Project. But I do have a question for you. You said you're a former law enforcement officer, and just before the break, I had asked you if police officers know when other police officers are doing things that are illegal, and you answered in the affirmative. And I just want to sort of know how.
Because they'll tell you. Or, you know, or somebody in their close circle will talk about it, or you just know that the guy's shady, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's there's different ways, but very rarely is somebody, you know, operating, you know, outside of the boundaries. And, well, you know, I don't know, I hate to say it that way, because it's a question of degree, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
yes,
you know, when you're in that community, everybody's operating outside of it to some degree. It's just a question of where do you draw the line? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I can't tell you how many tickets I got out of, you know, I mean, and that's operating outside of the boundaries.
You mean as a cop? You mean like by other cops knowing that you were a cop and not giving
a ticket? Yeah, even when I was in college and working for my university police department, I mean, I remember once I was going home after a move and it was like 2 a.m. and I was doing 90 something on a 55 highway, got pulled over. Went through the spiel. When it came to the question of who, you know, where do you work? I told him I work, you know, for which police department I worked for. That was it. The conversation was over. He went back to his car, gave me my stuff back, and said, you know, slow it down. Hmm. I should have gone to, you know, by the book, I should have gone to jail for going that fast. Not even gotten a ticket. And I didn't, you know, nothing happened.
Incredible. That's, professional courtesy, as it is called.
Right. And so, you know, most people in the law enforcement community would see that as part of the normal, like you said, professional courtesy, versus, you know, like what you're talking about, like planting evidence or, you know, or roughing somebody up when you know that, you know, your dash cam isn't on or whatever.
Or how about forcing sex from somebody? That's another one.
Well, that's a big one, right? I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I think I'm wondering more about the little stuff than the big stuff. Are you saying that you would speculate that most, if not all, police officers, at least the ones that you came in contact with, you know, bent the rules for themselves?
As members of the community, yes.
Well, as members of the community,
right?
What's that mean?
I don't know that it was necessarily the kind of, you know, like, you know, technically you're not supposed to get free food. Well, everybody goes into restaurants and gets free food. You know, you're not supposed to do that, but everybody does. All cops do that. I mean, well, I shouldn't say all. I'm sure there's, you know.
Yep, the cops here in Keene, again, to give these guys credit, in Keene, some of them are, I don't know if I can say this about all of them, but I know that one of the police lieutenants and the police chief have told me that they were going down to some like police gathering in Massachusetts or whatever, and they went into a McDonald's, and the McDonald's, they were dressed as cops, and
right.
The meal's free. And they insisted on paying for the meal because they do not want to accept those freebies. But you're right. A lot of cops expect to get freebies, and they, in fact, some of them will get upset if a restaurant will not give them freebies.
Breaks on rent sometimes, just to park the car out front.
I mean, they're already getting a freebie because their job is provided by tax dollars, so whatever. But to come to the defense of the officers in this instance, everybody bends the rules to their benefit, you know. I mean, so, but the problem is that they're hypocritical about it because they are the ones who will write you and punish you for
the thing that
everybody does it, but not everybody does it under the color of law. So.
Exactly.
That's the important part. Is so many people will tell you this is a nation of laws, and that's what I'm trying for myself and for other people that are listening to sort of pull the bricks out of that nonsensical building. There isn't a nation of laws if there's a class of people who don't have to follow them. And then each law is different, and likely you bent the rules for certain people that you know some lady that works at the clerk's office plus the politicians in town.
It's a nation of masters and servants, right?
Yep.
So what else were you calling about tonight? Because I don't think that was your original point, right?
No, actually, it wasn't on my radar at all. I just wanted to applaud your work on the project. That was
well, thank you. Go quick on what you were originally calling about.
Well, I probably can't do the second one quick. The first one was simple. I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on the significance or insignificance of the Glenn Beck cancellation announcement.
Mark, you just mentioned this during one of the breaks to me. I saw the news earlier today. I guess it's a big deal. It's not his radio show that's been canceled. It's his Fox television program.
News. He got great ratings there. I mean, they have been diminishing over time, but when you're diminishing ratings, but they're still better than all the other cable news channels, you'd think they'd keep the guy on. I don't know why they decided to take the guy off.
Maybe it was creative differences.
Yeah, sometimes I felt, his show was a little creepy and weird. But, he was doing the show that was getting viewers, and that's great. I hope they take Judge Napolitano, who apparently was the only guy that subbed for Glenn that got as good a ratings as Glenn did. Mm-hmm. And I hope that that's the guy they take and put in there.
That'd be nice, because right now he's on the Business Channel, right?
Yeah, he's on Fox Business.
I think Glenn Beck bit himself in. He cried one too many times on air. It's over.
Matthew, call about the other issue another night. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you and all the expertise from behind the scenes in the law enforcement world. It's always fascinating to dig into that. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL. CAI toll-free line. Enough time for your thoughts. Coming up, you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but it's still enough time for your call, your thoughts. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Speaking of SACL CAI, what is that, Mark?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for other companies. Whether you need collections, early out billing, or you have charged off receivables that you wouldn't mind selling, SACL CAI will do it. They'll do it with respect for your customers. You can find out more by clicking on their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so 800-259-9231. So, Mark, we'd mentioned the story, haven't had a chance to dig in, now would be a good time, about a jury, one juror in particular, who was told, apparently, ordered to never stop doing jury duty. Please give me details on this.
From NYDailyNews.com, Judge gives juror number 799 indefinite jury duty after she makes racist remarks on a questionnaire. An incensed federal judge sentenced a racist Brooklyn woman, which, you know, racist remarks does not make someone racist, but, you know, I understand drawing the parallel, to indefinite jury duty on Tuesday after she trashed NYPD and minorities. This is an outrage, and so are you, federal judge Nicholas Garofas told the woman holding up her bile-filled juror questionnaire. Juror number 799, an Asian woman in her 20s, said she works in the garment industry, was up for jury duty in the death penalty trial of Bonamno crime boss Vincent, that's Vinnie Gorgeous. Didn't take long for her to start looking worse than the defendant. Asked to name three people she least admired, she wrote in her questionnaire, African-Americans, Hispanics, and Haitians.
Wow.
When the judge asked why she answered the question that way, she replied, "You always hear about them in the news, doing something." She also declared that cops are all lazy, claiming that they sound their sirens to bypass traffic jams.
So true.
Garofas,
that part.
Garofas flipped forward several pages in her questionnaire. He landed on the page where she had
several pages.
Said she had a relative who was a member of
this is New York, by the way.
Yeah. Chinese Ghost Shadows gang in the 1980s, convicted of murder and still in prison. "Why didn't you put Asians down also?" the judge asked sarcastically, referring to her list of least liked people. Maybe I should have, she said. Assistant U.S. Attorney.
I hate everybody but me.
That backfired on the judge there.
The assistant U.S. attorney questioned the woman to be requested the woman be disqualified from Vinnie Gorgeous's case, but her inappropriate because of her inappropriate comments, the motion was granted. It was not unheard of for people to try to get out of jury service by making ridiculous statements concerning their views. Mm-hmm. It was unclear Tuesday whether that was the case with this woman.
Right. That had to be what she was doing. She had to be just like, I'm going to write the most outlandish stuff. I did something similar on a jury form. Not similar, but she wrote razor marks. I just wrote felon on it and sent it back in big black marker. But
did that take care of it?
No, I got selected.
Really?
Yeah, I had to go through that process still, but...
Well, if that was her motive, it didn't work. Indeed, the woman was going to be seeing a lot of Brooklyn Federal Court. She's coming back today, Thursday and Friday, until the future, when I'm ready to dismiss her, Garofalus said. 1,000 prospective jurors have filled out questionnaires for the that case there, approaching the Eastern District of New York, a record of more than 1,000 summoned for the late Gambino boss. In his trial 20 years ago. Nearly half of the jurors are struck before they even get to the court for questioning due to language barriers, fear of mafia, or their extreme views for and against the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
The panel members that do get selected for the trial will be anonymous and transported to the courthouse by U.S. Marshals to thwart any possibility of jury tampering. Mm-hmm. So the lady's coming back. And I guess, like, are they just going to not give her jury duty, but just keep forcing her to come back?
Right, that's what it sounds. She's had to come back every day until they select the jury, so he's just going to waste her time. Because she's been expunged from the case or whatever, removed.
Yeah, removed.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
And don't you love how a judge can just sentence somebody to that without any kind of trial?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're going to be coming back until I say otherwise, little missy. Well, where's my trial? Oh, well...
I'm it.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything for you.
We don't do that trial thing around
here. You haven't actually been charged with anything... But yet you've been sentenced to something, and it's yet not contempt of court. Normally,
she'll get contempt of court if she doesn't show up.
Right. Normally, the man in the robe has this power. This is like the ultimate power that no bureaucrat has, except for men and women in robes, and they can sentence anybody they want for pretty much any reason they want to contempt of court because they've had their feelings hurt or whatever. You got
inside
it,
their courtroom.
Right. You got it for several days as a result of an outburst in court. I got it for not sitting down fast enough and refusing to answer whether I'd pay a fine. I was sentenced to several days. We've seen just the most ludicrous reasons, people being sentenced to contempt of court. But this isn't a contempt sentence.
No.
She's not going to jail. She's been told she must continue reporting dutifully to the jury selection process, even though she's already not been selected for that particular jury, as a punitive measure for something that she hasn't been charged with a crime for.
Yeah, he hasn't relieved her from her jury duty, so she has to keep coming back daily, which, of course, is going to cost this woman a great deal of money and probably cement in her mind that not just cops are all lazy, but, in fact, bureaucrats are all evil.
I mean, it's hard to like this woman. Indeed. I don't like her. She's you know, a scumbag as far as I'm concerned.
You don't know whether she was saying these things.
I don't care whether what her reasons were.
It was inappropriate.
Right. I have no love for this woman, but I certainly like the system less, and what they're doing to her is completely wrong, and it really just shows that jury duty, they believe that you are obligated to this. They believe that by calling you for this jury duty that you are essentially being drafted. This is a draft. A jury duty is a draft, and it's just a smaller draft. They're not drafting you to go over and fight in a war. They're drafting you to go and sit in a courtroom. So let's call it what it is. It's involuntary servitude. Now, I'm not saying I would want to get out of it. I want to get on a jury because I want to be able to take a drug case and find that person not guilty and go all the way through the very end of that and try to save somebody from going to jail. I'm very interested in being on a jury.
Well, actually, that's kind of funny. There's this poll underneath it, and it's whether or not, you know, how do you feel about jury duty? And let's see, the number one choice is, I would do anything to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
At 45% of people would say anything to get out of it.
Wow.
So this is why I don't fault this woman, because she probably heard from somebody make a racist comment that let you out of jury duty. If there was a sign on the way into the federal court building that said, if you have racist feelings, please tell us now, we'll let you out of jury duty.
Right, but
I suspect you'd find a lot of people that suddenly had racist views.
Yeah, but like Ian said, I mean, it doesn't excuse the behavior at all. I mean, it's still, there could have been 100 other things she could have done.
Well, but
she could have just just written on a libertarian. That would be it.
She's an, indeed. But she hasn't talked to anybody who's libertarian.
Clearly.
Somebody at the garment factory probably told her. I'm just guessing. I don't know. Maybe she's a bigot. I have no idea.
So what are the other responses? 45%?
Yeah. 30% is, I don't like it much, but I feel obligated to do it. 16%
that's
is...
a lot of people.
I avoid it at all costs, but I would never make an outrageous comment like that to get out of it. So if
Wait a minute. So how many people actually want to go to jury duty?
10%.
Oh, my God.
I enjoy it immensely. it's 40% would be willing to do it, basically. I feel obligated to do it or I enjoy doing it. That's 40%, which is... less than I would do anything to get out of it at 45%, and then another 16% is I avoid at all costs. But
I thought you said it was 30%, not 40%. 30, 45, and 16.
I'm adding things together now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So when you take the 10% and the 30%, that's 40%, and that's the people who are basically willing to do jury duty versus the people who would do anything to get out of it. It's still, that's 45. So...
yeah, but I wouldn't have added the 30% to the 10% because the 30% was that they were willing, but they felt that they didn't want to do it.
Yeah, basically,
they don't want to be
90%
there.
Of people say they do not want to do jury duty.
Right.
I think, the question can be skewed, too, because most people are making this decision based on the amount of value and wealth lost by missing the day of work.
That's true.
Most
because they're getting $15 or whatever to be on the jury.
At $5 to $20.
Let's go to Keith listening in Texas. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ademo and Mark. Keith in Texas.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got on. 9/11 was inside job. I've been waiting for this moment for my whole life, since when I was a little kid and I got my first shortwave radio.
You're in Texas?
You're in Texas, Keith?
Oh, my God, you sound sick. Are you sick?
No.
I feel pretty
Alex,
bad.
Alex, your voice doesn't sound normal. It sounds different. Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
Goodbye. Awful. He's not in Texas.
No.
He lives in Keene, New Hampshire. And that was the Activist of the Year in 2009, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, who, by the way, deserves some congratulations. Thank you for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance for proving what I've said for a long time, and that is that if you upset the status quo, that people will be pissed off. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Doesn't matter if you're doing civil disobedience or you're working in the political system. If you upset the status quo, if you're threatening the status quo in some way with your activism, you will upset people.
There was a newspaper article, was it yesterday or today?
The union leader.
From the union leader, basically, saying that, the free staters, they're ruining it.
The free staters are taking over! Free staters go home! Well, there were huge protests at the Concord State House by government bureaucrats who are upset about what's happening. Some of the pro-liberty legislation up there in Concord, and it's incredible what's happened. You can get details over at freekeen.com. I link to it there. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.